This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. That's right, we're in our office. We have a really cool studio. You should come check it out. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Thanks for listening, and get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money I bet you didn't even know. Hey, you can call us anytime during the show. And I tell you what, this is going to be a good show for questions, so write down the phone number or put it into your phone right now, 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Come on, take out your phone, put it in your phone right now, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. Hey, we're a live show, and you can call anytime during the show with anything that has to do with money, finances, politics. Hey, if you want to find out what's going to go on in the economy, what's going to be going on in the economy in 2024, call me up and ask me. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and YouTube, and you can leave comments there. And by the way, if you're watching online, please say hi. It's the only way I know you're watching is when you make a comment. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, stock options trading, and you can learn it from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. Hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus, and I'm here with Dr. Deb.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
And guess afternoon. Who's not here?
Omri. Omri's living the life, man.
Omri's not here.
Omri's living the life.
So you know why Omri's not here?
I know why Omri's not here.
Why is Omri not here?
Omri has his parents in town from Israel.
I know. His parents. Remember I said, so we were at lunch the other day,
yeah.
And his parents came to lunch, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I said to Omri, I said, why don't you bring your parents on the radio? And he said, oh, good idea. Now, they both heard me. Neither one of them answered. So I had a funny feeling they probably didn't want to be on the show.
Or maybe they don't really know. Do they know Omri does the radio show?
I don't really know. But either way. You know, you would have thought that, you know, that Omri would know that the radio show is today at 2 o'clock. And he would say that, hey, you know, my parents aren't coming, but I'm coming. So I reached out to Omri about an hour ago and I said, hey, are you coming to the show today? And he said, no, I'm in the Poconos. Really?
I don't understand why you're so upset. I mean, how often does he get to see his parents?
Oh, no, I'm not upset that, that he's not here. I'm upset that I had to reach out to him and he had to tell me. You know, yeah. what kind of relationship is that?
You guys have a very odd relationship. So, you know, you're very much like brothers. You know, either, you know, you guys get along great or like you, when you fight, you fight. So
should I fire him?
I don't think he actually works for you, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I don't really pay him, do I?
Albert doesn't work for you. He just shows up. Every time we have our meeting, he just shows up.
He just shows up. And then he does things like this, right? Where he doesn't show and he... You know, and he goes to the Poconos. He doesn't tell anybody. He's not going to be here.
Yeah, but he doesn't work for you, so you know you can't really comment on that.
It still would have been nice if he would have said, "Hey,
whatever.
I'm not going to be there." I would have said, "Okay, fine, enjoy."
Well, it's a good thing you reached out, so now you know.
I know. I mean, you know, I was about to reach out to you because I wasn't sure if you were going to come.
I'm usually here.
I know you're usually here, but you know, given Omri's thoughts, maybe you had the same thoughts.
Yeah,
you know,
but
it is two days before Christmas. I got to understand that.
Yeah, but I'm a Jew, so I really, you know, Christmas for me is watching movies and getting Chinese. That's Christmas for me.
So, do you watch Hallmark movies?
No, I just watch whatever's on. Well, we used to go to the actual movie theater.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, see what, because if you think about it, what's open on Christmas Day? Chinese in the movies,
right?
So, exactly. We always used to go watch a movie, and we always used to go get Chinese.
Are movie theaters still open anywhere?
You know,
I don't even
know.
Open?
I haven't gone to an actual movie in a theater in a long time, so.
I know, you talk about the big screen TV being a disruptor, and then COVID killed whatever was left of the movie theaters.
Yeah. Although, I hear that the drive-ins are starting to come back a little bit.
I don't know, maybe for teenagers so they can, you know, go in the back seat or something, I don't know.
But that's not where I was going.
What do you want to go to a drive-in for?
Just because it's fun, you know, it's something different.
You can do Bluetooth into your car now.
Yeah, why not? So
I don't know.
You know, you. I don't know. I just haven't you ever gone to a drive-in? It's just fun to go goof off.
When I was a little kid, I went to a drive-in, but you know, it was. You know, you put this big speaker in your window. Remember when you put the big speaker
in
your window?
No, we put it on the radio station.
Oh, you were okay. No, this is
the radio station.
That's right. I forgot. I'm older than you.
You are older than
me. Right, I forgot, right. Yeah. So you put the speaker on your window, and you put the window up as high as you can. And, you know, and that was it. That was pretty much it, you know. I don't know.
I remember I used to date this guy, and he had a big pickup truck, and he would put a couch in the back seat, and then his friend would go in the other one. So you know how it's like two movies on one screen and two movies on another? So we would go
at the drive-thru?
At the drive-in, yeah.
No, there was only one movie.
No, it was really? Two. Yeah, it was. Well, I guess the one we went to, it was off of 611, actually, I think. Really? Anyway, so there was two big screens. So one of them, you know, there was four of us. So somebody would park in one side, somebody else would park in the other. Anyway, he had a big pickup truck, and he'd put a couch in the back. So this way, we would all be sitting on the couch watching the movie.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, now you can sit in the couch in your house, and watch the big screen on your house.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
I don't know.
Anyway,
that's what I said. It's not just, you know, that's the whole point. The whole point is who goes to movies.
Anyway. The whole Chinese thing is like the best part because for us, the place that we go to is so busy. We order at lunch so that we have it in time for dinner. There's usually like a 3.5 hour wait to get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I used to go to Christmas. My family used to get together in Brooklyn and we used to go to Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, you go get Chinese. That's what you
do. Every year it was the same Chinese restaurant, same food.
Yeah.
It was great. But then, you know, then things happen.
Yeah, well, you know, but no, we still do that, and it's usually a 3.5 hour wait. We try to get in, you know, by 12, so this way we have food for dinner.
We should open a Chinese restaurant.
I don't know the first thing about cooking Chinese.
Neither do I, but we're Jewish, so we could be open on Christmas.
Mm. I know that they do pretty well.
On Christmas?
Yeah, I think in general
they do. It's like their Valentine's Day, right?
What?
Chinese restaurants' Christmas is like Valentine's Day for florists. Never mind. It was really, it's a stretch, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know? It's like clearly a stretch.
Let me explain it to you because I know you
No, I get it. I just think it's over. I don't know. I think the whole Valentine's Day dinner is kind of overrated, but.
Valentine's Day is like the worst day to do at a dinner.
Yeah, it's like
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's overrated. And it's overpriced and it's not usually very good food. And then they give you some stupid rose. Like, I just never understood
the
whole thing.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Years ago, when I went to bed and breakfast, I used to have fun with Valentine's Day, but that was many years ago, 20 years ago.
And why don't you have your bed and breakfast anymore?
Because I sold it.
Okay. Don't you always say that if you sell properties, you don't make money on it anymore?
So, yeah, I mean, this was a long time ago. It was 2004 I sold it.
Okay.
This was before I got wise and realized that you never sell a property.
All right.
Look, you know, I went through a lot of stuff between 2004 and 2010.
Okay.
You know, what can I tell you?
You live and learn, I guess.
So speaking of 2000, 2024 is in how many days? Seven? Eight? Nine?
I don't know. Like a week?
Well, yeah,
we got a week. Like a little over a week.
And we're going to be having a new year.
Yeah.
So what does everybody try to do now? They try to set goals, right?
Yes, I know that's what you want to chat about, yes.
How do you know that's what I want to chat about? Just because I posted it on Facebook doesn't mean that's what I want to chat about.
That's usually how I know what the topic of the week is going to be, is when I check it out on Facebook two hours before I get here. I'm like, oh, Larry's talking about this today. Okay. Sets my mind for that.
Man, you know, if you want, you just take the show over. I mean, if you don't like what we talk about, you know, you could talk about anything you want.
No, I think it's funny. You know, now that Omri's not here, I actually get a say. It's, you know, usually when it's the three of us, it's like I don't really talk much. And now I actually am allowed to say something. It's pretty fun.
Hey, Glenn, remember when I used to do this show alone?
And nobody listened to it, right?
That was wild.
I know. That was like, you know, I didn't have anybody talking back to me. I didn't have people showing up late, not showing up at all. You know, I do have to say that it is more exciting with Deb and Omri here.
Yeah.
And especially you, Glenn. You know, if it wasn't for you, we couldn't even have this show.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know why, right? Because there would be nobody there to control the knobs.
Yeah.
I know. He wasn't saying it sincerely. He was just saying it as, like, technically.
I said before the show, I said Glenn that even a monkey could do Glenn's job.
I know. You're still not nice sometimes to Glenn.
That was so mean, wasn't it?
It's all right. It's okay. That's what, you know, I'm still getting paid. It's fine.
It's okay. We love Glenn. He's the best.
All right, Glenn. So what are your goals for this year coming up?
Oh, geez. You didn't tell me you were going to put me on the spot.
Of course I'm going to put you on the spot. That's what I do. I put people on the spot.
Yeah.
You haven't figured that out, Glenn? How many years you've been working with Larry?
Yeah, really. I should know by now. I'm going to be working more on my music. I actually have some songs in the works right now. I have a couple of songs in production right now that I'm readying for release in the new year.
Oh, so do you have a New Year's song?
I don't have a song specifically for New Year's.
You have a Christmas song?
I do have a Christmas song. Yeah, I do.
Oh, do me a favor. Drop it in the... Well, actually, you could just play it right there, can't you?
Yeah, I could. I can play it anytime I want, yeah.
You know what? Queue it up and let me know when you got it queued up, because I'd love to give you a plug for that, because I've listened to some of your music before, and it's pretty good.
Ah, you're a sweetie. Yeah, sure. I'll get it ready. I'll let you know.
All right. So hold on a couple of seconds. Let's talk about goal setting while he's doing that.
Well, just real quick, is it, what do you sing? Or you play guitar? You play an instrument? What do you do?
All of the above.
Well, I usually hire other people to do the session work, to play the instruments and do the singing. I write the music. I write the songs. I write the lyrics. I write the melodies. I write the chords. Once in a while, you'll see me on YouTube. I'll be doing a rough version, a demo version. But usually when it comes to doing a professional production, I hire all the people to do that for me.
No, wow, I had no idea. That's really
with
neat.
The little bit of money they pay you at WPHC, you can afford to hire?
He's doing better than you think, clearly.
I'm actually
he's probably doing better than me. I can't afford to hire people. I get Army for free.
That's terrible. I'm actually say working to that,
right
but
now
I'm
with the guy from OK Go. Do you guys know OK Go? They're the band that do the video on the treadmills. They do these really viral videos where they run on treadmills and they do weird things. Well, I'm working right now with the guy from that band, OK Go. So
yeah, I don't
that's
know.
That's
yeah,
kind of a thing.
That sounds like something I would definitely not know anything about.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're pretty popular.
All right, so let's talk real quick. Oh wait, you know what?
What's up?
Let's update us on where you are with your property. So we got Monroe. Wait.
Well, let's talk about the other one first. I'm so excited about
the other
one.
Talk about the other one. So to talk about it from the beginning, like if somebody's listening and never heard the story before.
Okay.
Talk about the whole thing, and don't forget to exclaim what Ariel really is.
Okay. About a month ago, or I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, I got a tape from an asset manager. So let's back up, and I do non-performing notes where people are not paying on their mortgages. And lots of times, if they don't pay on their mortgage, it becomes something called a non-performing note. But anyway, let me get past that because I really don't care. One of the things that can happen is that the banks can foreclose on the property and it might not sell at auction or at a sheriff sale. And then they have something called an REO, which is a real estate owned property. So the bank owns this property. And what happens is that they don't want the property because banks are not in the business of holding properties. They're in the business of money. So what they do is that they send out lists, which are called tapes, and people buy them. So you can buy these properties at a discount. So you can buy properties at a discount. Anyway, so I got this tape and I bid on a couple properties, and I think there was three or four that I bid on. And, you know, bidding meaning like I said, okay, because they didn't give me any pricing guidance. And I said, I'll tell you what, you know, you owe this much on this property. I'll give you this much for this property, and then I would take the property over, and then you do a contract and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I think I bid on three or four different REO properties because I was interested in getting the property. And one they said no to, one they said, so all of them they said no to except one they said, so the options is that you can either say yes, no, or they counter. So they said no for a couple of the bids because they didn't like the bids. But one of them they said, I'll tell you what, give me this amount for this property and you can have it. So I countered and I said, okay, I'll give you this much instead. And they agreed and we signed all the paperwork.
Can you say how much it was?
Yeah, so I think I originally offered 75 and they... I think I originally offered maybe 50 or 55, something like that. And they said, give us 65 or 70 for it. And I said, okay. And then I started doing my due diligence, which was like my paid due diligence. And that's when I found out that there was $11,000 owed in back taxes. And I said, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm still interested in the property, but you have to lower the price.
And so, in other words, when you buy the property, you have to pay the back taxes.
Yeah, I have to pay the back taxes, right. So I can't, you know, I went back to them, and it's called fading the bid when you lower the bid. It's like, I did my due diligence. I found out this is owed. You didn't tell me that. I'm not paying for the full price plus taxes because then I'm losing money. And they said, okay. So we ended up bringing the price down to $58,000.
Plus the $11,000 in taxes?
Yeah, so I haven't paid that yet, but I will have to pay the $11,000 in back taxes. Anyway, so I sent over the money. They sent me over the agreement. I signed the agreement. I got, access to the property. I did a clean out. It cost about $7,000 to clean out the property. It was three cans of 40 yards each, and the guy cleaned it out in like 3 days. It was incredible. I got insurance on the property just to protect my investment. I was waiting for the quick claim deed. So the quick claim deed just came in Thursday night. I'm super excited about it. So it's up on the market right now. So 2 days before, so it was Tuesday night, I got an email from my realtor who said, I have a cash buyer. They want to know if you're willing to close in 2 weeks. And I'm like, absolutely. But, you know, until I have proof that I own the property, I can't put it up on the market.
Sure. Right.
So quick claim deed came in half hour before classes started on Thursday. I sent it over to my realtor and I said, all right, put it up on the market. So it's up on the market as of yesterday. So I'm super excited. So I looked on and I posted it up on Facebook. I was super excited. So it's already got like five saves. It's got like 170 views. It hasn't even been up on the listing for 24 hours. So hopefully, so it's listed for 100 and I'm hoping to maybe get 105 or 110 for it.
And, okay, so you're 78 in, is that right, or 80 in?
So I'm around 80 in, just under 80.
Okay, so if you sell this thing for 100 with a realtor,
I'll get like, it'll 14, be like
14,000, 15,000?
Yeah, okay. Probably around 15,000.
Okay, but for doing nothing.
Yeah, for doing nothing and literally in 30 days.
Right.
So that's not
wrong with that, right?
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, and in terms of hours, maybe I've put in 5 or 6 hours on this thing. So, you know, I know it's not like a ton of money, but it's...
Hey, look, you know what?
For my first one, I'm super
excited
about it.
Nobody more broke taking a profit. I like it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. So
that's
this
awesome.
Is my first REO, and
cool.
I'm super excited.
Good, go for it.
Yeah, so now I'll be working on doing that. As far as goal setting, I already know that I want to be going into southern the U.S., and I'm thinking maybe Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, like Alabama, those kind of areas.
So do you think you should pick one?
Yes, I will. I will pick one, but those are the states that I'm going to consider. So by the mid-January, I'm going to figure out which emerging market I want to go into, and it'll be one state, and I will be traveling there to start setting up teams there, talk to real estate agents, talk to property managers, talk to Chamber of Commerce, maybe meet some contractors. So that is my goal, to go down there and start setting up a team. And then I will only focus in that area for, you know, a little while until I get things moving. And then I'll get some more REOs.
I said this before. The place where Omri and I were buying this mobile home park, and we're closing it next week, it's called Ruskin, Florida. And I'll tell you what, this to me, there's no question this is an emerging market. First of all, it's between Tampa and Sarasota. And you could just tell Tampa and Sarasota are squeezing into it. Plus, you could just watch the commercial buildings going up and the stores going up and all everything that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from when we saw the property the first time to 6 months later when we saw it again, there were more and more stores, more and more, you know, shopping centers.
Yeah.
So I like that as well. So it may actually be a great play for us. But I'm liking some of the houses down there. You could pick up a mobile home for $99,000 on land that you own. And you can rent it for $1,400, $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
So there may be maybe something you want to look at. I don't know. But I'm going to be looking in there some more.
I'm not thinking Florida just because the properties are more expensive in Florida. I want to go down south because I can pick up a property for $50,000,
$60,000. Yeah, sure.
You know, put $50,000 into it. Now it's worth $150,000, $200,000.
Right.
And then, you know, turnkey investor, you know, and then hold a mortgage on it.
Sure.
And that's my goal. So
sounds good.
Yeah, that's what I really want. So I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited.
I know, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm just so happy. For my first one, like I said, I'm kind of bummed out. It's not going to be as much money as I hoped, but it's still, you know,
money's
I'm still
money.
Making a profit.
14, and, 15 grand, not bad.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're visioning where you're going to be buying your properties.
Yeah.
Which is part of goal setting. So a lot of people say you have to write your goals down. And you don't necessarily have to write your goals down. It's a good idea. It doesn't matter if you do or you don't. What's really nice about writing your goals down is when you write them down, you look at them a year later and go, oh, look at that. I hit that one. I hit that one. I hit that one. I mean, right now, you know, last year I had a goal of losing 40 pounds. And now I'm 50 pounds away from that goal. And I have 3 days to lose 50 pounds to meet the goal of losing 40 pounds.
There you go.
So that's kind of a funny
thing. Cut off a limb.
Thing. But there you go. I don't know if my limb's that much.
I was going to say, I don't know if the limb is going to do it, but really? It's all good.
So I also made the mistake, and I think this is part of it. When you're setting goals, I made the mistake of setting the goal instead of setting the goal for the habits that will create the goal.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I realized was instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm going to lose now 50 pounds. I have to say, I'm going to get up every morning. I'm going to exercise in some way or another. I'm going to eat, not eat this. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat a certain amount of calories. Whatever that is, those are the goals that I have to make me reach the goal of losing the 50 pounds now.
Yeah, you have to break it down into smaller goals is what you're saying.
Right.
But smaller, reachable goals.
It's actually actions. Yeah. So the goals aren't goals, they're actions. So I have to get up every morning, get on the elliptical for half an hour minimum, right?
Yeah.
That's an action. That's not really a goal. That's an action. That will make me reach the goal that I want to reach. So that's a big mistake that people make too.
Okay.
So real quick, I want to let everybody know, you're listening to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I'm here with Dr. Deb. We're talking goal setting. We talk about real estate. We talk about stock options. We talk about the economy. If you guys want to talk about the economy and tell me what you think or ask my opinion of the economy coming up, give us a call at 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. And feel free to talk to us. By the way, a couple of people online to say hi to Peter and Art. I see them. There may be some others that I don't see up there, but I do see Peter and Art. So, hey, guys. Hey, if you guys want to call in and talk to us about goal setting, talk to us about what you want to do. I mean, I know Peter. Peter's one of our students. He expanded his business so well last year. Peter, I'd love to have you call in and tell people how you expanded your business coming to Investor Schooling. And, you know, just the introductions of people that we introduce you to make your business fly. So that would be cool, too. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. All right.
You don't say it anywhere near as much fun as Omri does when you say that.
855.
I mean, Omri really has it down.
I know.
He definitely
has it sexy, doesn't he?
He has it sexy.
I think the problem is that when he says it, people are so busy listening to him, they're not actually putting it in the phone now.
Okay, maybe. They're like just enamored on how he says it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when you listen to an accent. You don't really listen to what they're saying. You're just hearing the accent.
Right, you just know it sounds great, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, I get that. You could always do it in the Kermit voice. Do the 939.
This is Kermit the Frog speaking. I don't know how to do it.
What do you mean you don't know how to do it?
I just do it. My voice just sounds like Kermit.
Okay.
If you think my voice sounds like Kermit, give me a call, because I want to know, because everyone says my voice sounds like Kermit. Right now, I clearly have a frog in my throat. I've been getting over this cold for 2 months now. But you know how I know it's not COVID?
Well, it's not 2 months. You were good, you healed, and now you're back.
I know. You know how I know it's not COVID?
Because you never got tested?
Because I never get tested.
Yeah.
That's why I can never get COVID, because I never get tested.
I hear that joke so often, I guess, from you.
But it's the truth.
All right.
If everybody would just calm down and realize, hey, it's just a cold, big deal.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Now, I'll be a good thing. Should I say things like about masks and stuff so I can get thrown off of YouTube again?
No. I mean, everybody in my house is sick. My husband's sick. I'm not. No, I'm fine.
You know what?
Yeah. I just stay away from everybody. So this way I tell them all, leave me alone.
Yeah, no, but you're coming here, you're getting exposed to, you're going there, you're getting exposed
to. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, actually.
All right, so tell me about this. You started telling me a story before. You said you had a dream last night.
Ah, here we go.
So I want to hear the dream.
Okay. So I have my quad that I'm still working on.
So everybody knows about this one?
Yeah.
This is the one that she started a couple of years ago, and she hired the wrong contractor twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of a, she made a lot of mistakes during the way, but what are mistakes? They're learning lessons.
What do they say, that if you don't lose money in real estate, you haven't done it long enough?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think you're going to lose money in this in the end.
No, at the end, I really won't lose money. I'll still make out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I think the only saving grace was because I got this property so cheap.
Which was really great. It was pretty much given to you.
I really got this at a really great price. So what's going on with it? So I meet with a contractor every Tuesday. So I'm meeting with him on every Tuesday. And what's nice is that this Tuesday, I don't have to give him a payment. He's like, this week will be free. And I'm like, great, which is fantastic. But anyway, the electric is in, the plumbing is in, the HVAC is in, the sprinkler system should be starting in the next week. Hopefully next week will be started. The gas was actually turned on. Was it yesterday or the day before the gas got turned on from the gas company? Like all the, they came out to do the meters and all that stuff. So that was all squared away. The window, you know, all the windows and the siding and everything is done. All the framing is done. And hopefully they will be sheetrocking the place. I don't know, probably January, I'm sure they're going to start sheetrocking it. So it'll probably, I think it'll take 2 or 3 weeks to sheetrock it because it's a really big place. And I guess once the sheetrock's in, then everything else will start coming in, like the floors and the toilets and, you know, the cabinets. I mean, I already have the kitchen cabinets, but it's coming around. But it was interesting because last night, So I don't sleep real well at night. Like, I tend to wake up a lot at night, and I'm really working on that. But it turned out, it just so happened that last night, all I dreamt about was this freaking place. And every time I woke up, it was on my mind. I was dreaming about how somebody moved in and they were talking to a neighbor. I was dreaming about what the kitchen looked like. I was dreaming about the property next door that I have to, that I own the land next to, that I want to build on. I dreamed about some contractor problems. It just, every time I woke up, I was dreaming about this freaking property. So clearly it's something that's on my mind. And it's been, you know.
Why would it be on your mind? It's costing you all your money. It's, you had trouble with the contractors. What's happening is it's all starting to work out.
It's, yeah, I dropped 20 pounds because of this property. I mean, it's just, you know.
Oh, that's what happened. I found your 20 pounds.
Yeah, you found my 20 pounds. Remember, I, you know, I'm fitting in pants I haven't fit into in 10 years. But, I, you know, it's just been a lot of stress. But no, it's starting to work out. But it's, I don't know, it's still stressing me out a little bit, you know. And then now I'm thinking, how am I going to build on the lot next door? Because where is that going to come from? And I still need to get this place rented out.
Well, you don't have to build a lot next door tomorrow.
No, I know. But
let's
I
get
mean,
you first started. Let's get you. Let's
no,
get
I know. I have
rented.
To finish this first. But yeah. I mean, then I have to get the renters. And then I'm wondering if I should do it myself or just consider a property manager so I don't have to deal with this anymore. And that maybe that would be less stress. But last time I had a property manager, they were a mess. I don't know. So it's just all these things that are popping up in my head. So okay. I just kept dreaming about it. And I really, you know how when you go to sleep and you were dreaming about work and then you wake up and you feel like you got no sleep at all?
Yeah, I can say that's about almost every night.
Yeah. So that's how I felt. I felt like I didn't get any sleep and all I did was work all night. That's how I felt. Okay. And it was just, so I woke up not refreshed at all. So it was just,
well, it sounds like you kept waking up during REM. So yeah, you're not going to feel refreshed, right?
Yeah, I definitely didn't feel refreshed at all.
Yes, so. Yes, Dr. Glenn.
There you go.
Come into the clinic on Tuesday. We'll sort it out.
I knew it. I knew you had to be making more money somewhere else. By the way, did you find your music yet?
I got it.
Hey, want to hear his Christmas song?
Why don't we do it coming out of the break?
Yeah,
you done with your story? Should we go to break?
Well, no. I mean, I'm just saying that I think once it's up and running and it'll be great, and I'm hoping it'll be worth what $850 to $1 million when it's done.
I think so. I figured $750 to $800 is what I figured.
$750 to $800.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I was hoping it would be more because I'm going to have to refi it out and pay everybody out, and that I don't know if that'll give me enough money to refi.
Well, we'll have to. You know, we could always ask Trump how to evaluate properties. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Not with Trump, but I mean...
No, you know what's going on with Trump in New York?
No.
They're saying that he went to the bank and he told them how much his properties were and he got loans on those properties.
Okay.
And the bank, and now they're saying 20 years later, or maybe more, they're saying that the attorney general came after him and said, that's wrong. You can't do that. You can't tell them how much they are. They have to evaluate them for themselves.
I thought that's what they do, don't they?
Of course they do.
Yeah, so then somebody has to come out and evaluate it anyway.
Of course they do. I can say my properties are worth $2 million. It's worth $1 million. And the bank can say, no, it's worth $1 million. I mean, how could they possibly go after this guy for that? They're saying it's fraud. It's insane.
I know, but I guess the one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is that because the market's coming down, it means my property is going to be worth.
You're worried about your property, I know.
I'm worried about my property being worth less, which means that I won't be able to get as much out of it to pay everybody out, which is my.
So you.
Maybe
so,
that's why I can't sleep at night, because that's what I'm worried about.
All right. So sometimes when you buy properties, you're gonna have these thoughts. And I got to tell you, it's going to happen. You know, everybody out there, and here's the funny part. Like, when it used to be, I got to the point where I just don't even care anymore. It used to be like, I'm buying a property. Well, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And even with this mobile home park, I'm buying with Armory. The numbers are so great that it's probably one of the best deals that I've come across in a really long time.
Okay.
And even when everyone's like, well, what if we don't rent it? What if we don't rent it? What if we don't rent it? And it's funny because we're having trouble renting it. We don't even own it yet. And we started advertising. Where are you having trouble renting it? What if we don't rent it? What if we don't rent it? So everyone gets nervous when they have properties. It's just the way it is.
I don't know if nervous is the right word.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I just don't know if nervous is the right word. I don't know. Concerned? You know, I tend to avoid the word scared because I don't like that
word.
So
what's the worst that could happen?
That I keep owing people money and I don't get what I need out of it to, all right. You know.
Eventually, it's going to come back. Eventually, it's going to make you more money. And, you know, you may have to renegotiate with your lenders. And when I say renegotiate, I don't mean pay them anything less. Maybe have a longer loan. I mean, you know, this is one of the reasons I tell people when you borrow money from private lenders, 5 years minimum, just in case you get stuck. You know, I think you're 5 years on everybody right now or more?
Yeah, 5 years on everybody.
Okay, which is fine. Remember, because at the beginning, I remember you were looking at some short-term loans. I said, don't do it. And that was the reason, because you never know. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the Burr loan, the Burr method, you know, where people, they borrow money from a hard money lender, and then they got to pay the hard money lender back with a bank loan. And if they can't get the bank loan, the hard money lender now takes their house or takes their investment property.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal for the hard money lender to take their property. So you always got to be careful. Always know that you want money for a longer period of time. 5 years minimum is what I borrow money for. 5 years minimum, because you never know what's going to happen. You don't want to be stuck. All right. You know what, Glenn? Why don't you take us out to a break now that we've depressed everybody? And maybe when we come back, we can listen to your music song, your Christmas song.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com.
Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I'm Larry Steinitz. I'm here with Dr. Deb. What was that music that you were playing, Glenn?
Glenn, are you there?
I think we lost Glenn.
Oh, I'm here. I just had to put on my headphones.
Oh, what was that music you were playing? That was like the weirdest intro music.
I know. It's really bizarre. It's a little tune I wrote called Christmas is Love.
Oh, that was your song?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I was going to introduce the song.
Oh, you... Sorry.
You know, did you pay attention to what I said during the break?
I did,
but... On Facebook heard it.
I screwed it up, I guess. I'm sorry.
All right. So let's do this, okay? Let's pretend that, you know, that Glenn didn't mess that up. Here, play the music that I come on again with, you know, normal music.
Okay, hang on. Let me get that here. And here's your normal music.
All right, everybody. This is kind of weird, too. But all right, everybody. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I'm Larry Steinitz. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling.
We're back. We're not back. We're back. We're not back. It's all good.
You want me to finish, or are you going to interrupt me?
It's more fun.
I was
going
to talk about your name now. I was going to say, you know, this is here. I'm here with Dr. Deb.
There you go. So I had to step in and start chatting.
All right. So I promised you guys that we were going to play Glenn's Christmas song. And since no one's heard the beginning of it yet, because, you know, we just came back from commercial, at least we're pretending that anyway.
Yeah.
That it'd be kind of cool So everybody on there online. So I see a couple of people online also. James is there and Hayden's there and Frank. And I see my wife Linda's there as well. So you guys have to leave comments and tell us what you think of this song. Like if it's terrible, tell us it's terrible. If it's okay, tell us it's okay. Oh, by the way, if it's good, you can tell us it's good too. So go ahead, play the song, Glenn. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, here we go.
So here we are. It's time again. A time to rejoice with family and friends. A time to reflect. A time to believe. A time to reach out to all those in need. Angels will sing their tune, circling round the moon. Christmas is love. Christmas is love. Forget all the tears, let go of the fights. Leave them behind, like Jack's in the night. Covered in snow, they'll soon disappear.
All right, so you know what I think of it?
All right, what do you think?
You know what? I swear, it's the funniest thing, but as you're playing that song, and I don't know if anybody else will understand this except me in my own head, but all I can think of is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when I listen to that song.
That's exactly what I was going for. You nailed it.
Did I really? Or is that?
No.
Are you just messing with me?
He's just messing with you. Come on. Like I don't get the no.
I know that's all I can see. I can see the the Chevy Chase and the family and the Christmas tree exploding and
Actually, what we were going for, we were kind of going for like a little bit of a classic pop sound, sort of a '60s pop sound. We wanted something a little timeless. That's what we were going for. So I will say that
Marie online gives it a B. She said, good beat and easy to dance to.
Thank you, Maria. I'll take that.
There we go.
So what's your goal? To make another song during the year?
I've got a couple of them queued up already.
So, really? That's exciting.
Yeah, the problem is...
I remember your Mother's Day song was great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And this is good.
Thank you.
I was telling Debbie, I'm not much of a music guy.
He's not much of a music guy.
I don't like music.
Yeah, which is weird because, I think one time we were going to Buffalo and we were in the car for 6 hours with a couple other people and he's like not listening to any music at all. It was just really weird. Remember that? It's just like because you don't listen to music.
I don't listen to music.
Yeah, it's a long time.
My parents are like that. My parents are like that.
I listen to talk shows.
Yeah, which is
and now audiobooks. I finally got a subscription to Audible today. So that's fine. All right, So real quick. So anybody else out there online want to talk about their goals? 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. By the way, Hayden online also says it's a B. But call in. Let's tell Glenn what we think of his song. Come on. We're going to make this about Glenn. And Glenn, why don't you tell people how they can get your song on YouTube?
All right. So if you want to get the full version, it's you can go to Bandcamp.com. Just look
Bandcamp?
Up
Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp.
That's awesome.
You know Bandcamp? Awesome.
Bandcamp.com?
Yeah.
That's awesome, Glenn. That's awesome.
You own Bandcamp.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of stuff on Bandcamp. I'm all over YouTube and Bandcamp. I'm all over the place. I'm everywhere. I'm in your nightmares.
Bandcamp.com.
I'm under your kitchen sink.
That URL is probably worth more than your music put together.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
I didn't say I own Bandcamp. I said I'm on there.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord.
Oh. I thought you owned the URL.
You think I'd be talking to you turkeys if I owned Bandcamp?
No.
Come on, Glenn.
No, I'm on Bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said
never mind.
Yeah. But if you Google Glenn Page Music, you'll find it. It's Christmas is Love. And my Mother's Day song's there. My Father's Day song is there. Everything. So.
Well, I own InvestorSchooling.com.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So why are you talking to me?
Because you're the coolest person online right now.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. See, I forgot what this was like.
So Linda wants to let everybody know that I do play the radio for Linda when she's in the car with me. I actually put on the country station for her because I know she likes country. And I can't hear it anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. Linda will like my next song. It's sort of a country and western thing coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Linda, you could go listen to Glenn Page's music at bandcamp.com, whatever the heck that is.
Bandcamp.com. Glenn Page.
Bandcamp.com. There you go. Very cool. That's pretty exciting. All right. Where were we? I don't know. Like, all over the place here.
We're talking about me and my properties now, and then you were talking about
Nobody wants to call me up and ask me about what the economy is going to be this coming up.
All right,
I would think that people would be calling me up and say, hey, what do you think this stock's going to do? What do you think this is going to do? What do you think the real estate market is going to do?
I'm not
going to answer it unless somebody calls. Because if they don't call, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, why don't you?
Because if nobody cares, then what do I care?
Well, I want to know about...
We got all these people listening online, right? Peter and Art and Marie and Linda and Hayden and James and all these guys listening online. And none of them are calling. They're going to say, hey, what do you think of the market coming up? And if they don't want to know, I don't care. We'll just talk about Bandcamp.
I want to know if I can get more for my property in Illinois.
Wait, hold on. 855-939-1137. I just in case you guys forgot the number.
Well, you don't say it fun. I'm telling you, you don't say it
fun.
So
you say it.
Well, I don't have a sexy voice. It's like, you know, it's like I think.
855-939-1137.
Do it in the Kermit voice. I think that'd be fun.
I don't know how to do it in the Kermit voice. My Kermit voice is just my normal voice.
Come on.
Oh, I got Hayden on.
Awesome.
Let's go. All right, what's up, Hayden?
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Cool. Hayden's one of our young students. You're what, 21?
20. I turned 21
cool.
in 2 months.
2 months. Look at that. And what'd you learn from investor schooling? Anything good yet?
Learned a lot of things, man. The main thing, don't listen to broke people.
Love it. Exactly.
That's great.
I'm also... getting a lot into real estate. I sent out the fifth set of letters.
Nice.
Yesterday.
That's great.
And I'm reading a lot of books. I just finished Money Hacks yesterday. I'm actually gonna read
it
again
that?
Too.
Who wrote that?
Oh, I wonder who that would be.
That's my book, Money Hacks, by Larry Steinhaus. So what did you learn in the Money Hacks book?
I'm definitely not talking to him right now.
What did you learn? Money Hacks.
So there's a lot, actually.
What's your favorite thing?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's a lot
What's
of good ones.
What's the one that sticks
too.
Out in your head the most?
Money mindset, credit building.
Probably credit building. I would say credit building.
Excellent. So you know when your credit score is important?
I'm sorry. What? I can't.
You know when a high credit score is important?
When you're looking to buy a property, like that's
when you're looking to borrow money from a bank or for a car or a house. Yeah,
Your
credit score is never important unless that. It doesn't matter if your credit score if your credit score is 500, you're probably indicative of other problems. But if your credit score is 500 mm-hmm. and you're not buying property using a bank, it doesn't matter if your credit score is 500. But if you have other problems, that's a problem. But so Hayden, I love it, man. I love when you call. This is awesome. We got a whole bunch of people lined up on the call.
Yeah,
calling
this
in right
is,
now.
My first
so what's
time
your question?
Calling in. So
you put Hayden on the spot. He's not used to it. Poor kid. Hayden's
hey,
a quiet guy.
Hey,
always walks in. And he's
should,
his head down.
What do you think?
Down.
What do you think I should do now since I sent out the letters? What do you think I should do now? I'm still waiting to get calls and stuff like that, asking like what's been going on. I've been getting text messages that telling me to
okay, good.
Like they were congratulating me, like saying like they were proud, and if they know anybody, they'll send anybody my way.
Awesome.
So
that's cool. That's
is there,
right, cool.
You know
so
if there's anything else? You know if there's anything else I can do?
All right, so let me explain to the audience what you're talking about first, because nobody knows what you're talking about. So we have a concept that we use. We have these letters that we have you send out to people that you know, and they will help you find properties. I'll get into it. You know, if you come to the school, I'll tell you more about it. But the cool part is Hayden actually did exactly what he was told to do, and he's learning, and he's getting people to know who he buys properties, where a lot of people, you know, they're like, I can't find any deals. Well, have you told anybody you buy properties? No. So that's why you can't find any deals. So here's the next thing you want to do, Hayden. You want to start putting up on your Facebook website, your Facebook page, you want to start putting, I buy houses. You know, Fred, who works for us, you ever notice that he always says, I buy houses on his Facebook page?
Yeah.
You want to put that on as well.
Yeah, he puts that up every day, yeah.
Put it up every day or every other day. And start talking
all
about
right,
it.
Awesome.
Because there's two things going to happen. One is not only are you going to let other people know, but you're reminding yourself. And that's the cool thing.
Right.
And you'll actually start to see that you can form your own destiny by telling yourself what you want to do. And by reminding yourself every day that you buy houses, you will start buying houses.
Got it.
All right, what do you get me for Christmas, man?
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot now, aren't you? I mean,
Glenn wrote me a song. I want to know if you get me anything for Christmas.
I mean, I could write you a song. During my free time, I do enjoy singing a lot. I do sing a lot. If that counts.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to have you talk to Glenn. Do you together?
Yeah, I might need a singer. Music. I might need a singer. You really sing?
There you go.
Do you really sing?
See what just happened?
Yeah.
You put people together.
My uncle has karaoke parties every once in a while, and I'm always up there. So
sounds
if you ever
pro.
Need someone, hit me up. Hit me up, man. Awesome.
I'm the best at karaoke, but I gotta let you go because I gotta get Greg in Manahawkin. What's up, Greg? What do you got going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, buddy? Hey, you guys are doing a great job. It's very entertaining to listen to you guys.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, do me a favor. I want you to call Greg Stocker on Tuesday. Call Greg Stocker. He's in charge of the radio station. And tell him that you want us on every day on Monday through Friday. And get rid of the morning show and put us on.
Yeah, I'll put that on my list. Okay. what I want to talk about, like, well, that last caller had a good point. But all right, but put it this way. In terms of real estate, so I owned some properties from when I was younger. I'm 53 now. Sold a property for $1 million. I held the mortgage, bringing $6,000 in a month.
Nice.
Delaying that. I have another property at the Jersey Shore, probably worth, I don't know, $1.5 million. Own another property all in the mainland for $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
Can I retire?
Can you retire?
Sure.
Why not?
Well, you're
getting $6,000 a month from one property.
What's that?
You're getting $6,000 a month from one property. What do you do? Do you have a full-time job?
Yeah, I am a small business. So I make, let's just say I make $200,000 a year.
Okay, so you have this small business. Can you tell us what the business is or no?
Yeah, it's DTEC environmental testing. We inspect homes for lead, paint, radon, termite inspections, mold, air quality issues, yes.
So here's a question for you, Greg, real simple.
Okay.
Do you like what you do?
No. I'm tired.
Then stop. Then stop.
Yeah, stop doing
Just
it.
Stop tomorrow. Why would you want to go? I mean, would you say you're 53, 54?
53.
Stop. 53, stop. If you don't like what you do anymore, you have enough money in assets where you can collect that money off of assets to live, and you can go do something else. You know, you could sell your business maybe to somebody else because it's probably got a good name, and you can have somebody else do it. So now here's the question. Is your business a business or is your business a job? Are you doing the testing or is somebody else doing the testing?
Nah, I have employees and we all do it. Yeah,
all right. So here's my first suggestion. If you want to move out slowly, stop doing the testing yourself. Only have your employees do it.
Yeah.
That way you'll have a business, not a job.
Hold on. Can I see? Been doing it for 28 years. I always thought that was an option too. And it turns out, you know, it's hard to find people. And in this current employment scenario that we're in, you try to find a young kid who wants to come in and make money, and I will start them at $70,000 a year, and I can't find one.
Wait, hold on.
Now,
Hayden, call back. This guy's going to give you $70,000 a year to do environmental testing in houses, and you want to do a career in real estate. Hello?
But they have to work. They have to work. And they don't want to work.
If he doesn't work, then you fire him.
I'm not saying anything about Hayden. Well, I've done that. I'm not saying anything against Hayden. I don't know him. But these kids that are fired, and I can name names, but you know, they come in. I train them. I pay for all their training. I pay for everything, and they don't work out. And my employees, and this is no exaggeration, it's DTEC environmental testing. My employees have been with me for, six of them have been over 20 years have been with me. I take care of my employees.
Yeah.
And I can't find new ones.
All right, so you have six employees that you've had for many, many years, right? So,
yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what's a possible problem. The possible problem is when you're bringing new people in, you and your employees are so used to, like, just knowing what to do that you're probably having trouble training the new people because you can't go back to the day you started. So it might be want to create an actual training program before you hire the next employee. So you actually say, okay, this is what you do. When you go into a house, it's exactly what you do, exactly how you do it. Then maybe the paperwork is exactly what you do. It's exactly how you do it. You have a training
That's
program,
exactly
or do you actually
do.
Just do it on the fly?
No. We do that. I mean, exactly. And it has to be exact. And I specifically
make
that a point because I'm like, I don't want people calling me saying I want this inspector or that inspector. I want all the inspectors to be equally proficient, and I want them to all be equally great. And I don't want to run up in a situation where the realtors call me up saying, like, oh, I just want this guy or I want that guy. No, all my employees need to be equally proficient, and they don't care. So that's the way I ran it.
Okay. So you have six now. So like I said before, I honestly, even though you're saying that you don't have enough employees, I would still tell you to just stop doing it yourself. Just send those people out. Even if you got to take a couple less jobs. Remember, you were just thinking about just ending your job completely, ending your company completely, you're still going to make more money than if you don't end your job completely. Or just let it go. Sell it to one of your six employees.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Take an income for the next 5 or 6 years or 10 years off of the company, off the top. Give him a number, and he has to give you payments every month. That'll give you money to hang out and go do whatever you want to do.
Obviously, you don't have kids in Catholic school. In high school.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying. I got bills, man. I got bills. I got to, you know.
You want to make more money? You want to make more money?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on a boat.
So I'm a little confused about you, right? You know, you're kind of like, I kind of want to make more money. I don't really like my job, but you want to make excuses. You know what you need?
You need an official
kick in the ass coaching appointment from Larry Steinhaus. That's what you need.
All right.
And that's the problem, okay? That's why
you're not,
I tell you what, you show up. Now, we're closing to what, the 4th?
To the 4th, yeah.
Okay, you show up on the 4th, Greg. Just show up on the 4th, tell me who you are, and I will give you a free coaching appointment if you show up. If you don't show up, then, you know, then it's clear to me that I'm be wasting my time. So if you show up on Thursday night, go to investorschooling.com, make an appointment, RSVP, show up for class, sit through class, and at the end of the class, remind me who you are, and I will schedule an appointment for you. I charge $500 a half an hour.
Larry, you're
and I will give it to you for free.
Fine. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm a busy guy. I'll leave my information with your girl. If you want me to do it.
You want me to change your life.
I don't have time. I'm going to forget about it. If you want to make...
I know, see? But do you see the problem?
Hey, Larry, can you do it? If you can't do it, you want me to do it.
Greg, I don't care if you do it. This is not my life that I want to change. My life is the way I want it. You want to change your life, you're going to show up, and you're going to make an appointment with me. If you want, then hang up the phone and don't listen to me anymore.
Larry, I apologize. I'm sorry. Let's back up. Let's back up.
I know. I got another call, Greg. So here's the deal, man. I'm going to leave it to you this way, right? When I wake up tomorrow, I'm pretty happy with my life. When you wake up tomorrow, you're still miserable. You want to change
it?
You go to investorschooling.com.
I know you're going to advertise.
Cut them off.
Listen, hey, I'm still working off. I'm still working on this. Right. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you guys.
Take care, man. You too.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
All right. So now cut them off. Go to investorschooling.com. And you can sign up for a free class, and you can come in. And Greg, if you're mentioning who you are, I will give you a free coaching appointment. If you want me to call you, it's $10,000 for me to make the phone call to you, but you got to pay me in advance. All right, let's go to Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Hello. Glad I made it in before the show ended.
Is this Weed Man Matt?
Call out.
Matt.
Yeah. Yes,
is this
it
Weed
is,
Man
sir.
Matt?
Yes.
So, Matt, did you listen to that last caller?
I did, yes. I was actually telling Megan that I need to play it back for her so that way she could hear it.
Can you believe that that guy has the nerve to say, I got to call him to change his life? No wonder he changed his life.
He was like getting mad at you for wanting to change his life.
I know.
I will not make any comment, but I will say, Greg, if you're still listening, take the man up on his offer. It's worth it. Trust me. Just do it.
Now, you're one of our students, right? What do you think? What do you think about the time I told you to show up? Remember? Actually, I remember that. I told you, I met you at a networking event. I said, show up, I'll change your life. What's happened so far?
Yeah. Well, you're starting to do it. You're putting your money where your mouth is, and you're showing me the path, and I'm getting started with stock options, investing in the new year, and that's going to be one of many things I'm doing with the help and guidance that you're giving me so far.
And what about your mindset? Has that changed too?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
And how about your business? Is it going up? Is your business going up too?
It is. It was going up before, but it's continuing to go up.
Yeah. I just wanted to let Greg know that we don't waste our time here. But you've got exactly 60 seconds, Matt. So quickly ask me a question.
Okay. So you're asking about opinions for the new year. What is your opinion on the real estate market with the short-term rental situation? Obviously, people love to speculate on what's going to happen, but wanted to hear from you and see if you have any thoughts or opinions on how that's going to affect the real estate market, if that's going to lead to a bunch more subject to properties. Are DSCR loans available for subject to? A lot of questions about that.
I know you got a lot of questions for me to answer in about a minute, but I will tell you, just so you know, All right, so the short-term rental market, I've never been a fan of short-term rentals. Now, that's just me. That doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It does work. People out there, they have Airbnb and Vrbo and all that stuff. It does work. The only problem I have with that is if the property won't sustain itself, if you make it a long-term rental, it worries me. Because if the short-term rental market all of a sudden pulls back, or your property, something happens where your property isn't desirable, or it wasn't a desirable place in the first place, and you bought this property, you're stuck in it, and you can't rent it on a monthly basis to cover your expenses, you're going to be in trouble. You're talking about DSCR loans. I don't want to get into that. I mean, we don't have any time to get into it right now, but it's basically a loan that's based on the property, on the rental of the property. So DSCR probably isn't going to lend you money based on short-term rentals. They're going to do it on long-term rentals. And real quick, just to answer the question that you was kind of hidden in there, was I think the real estate market, even though the interest rates are going to slowly go down over the next couple of months, I think we're still going to have problems where the market's going to start to come down a little bit too, just because it's overvalued. All right, everybody. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I want to thank Glenn Page for being online. Don't forget to go to whatever he said before Bandcamp. Listen to his Merry Christmas song. Thank you, Dr. Deb. You're always awesome. And everybody else. And Greg, hopefully we'll see you on Thursday. Go to investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.